In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you along on a beautiful Labor Day morning, a long weekend, and we hope you're maximizing the fun times for a long extended weekend. A lot of people have Monday off, and be safe on the roads. It is kind of crazy out there, has been on the freeway. So slow down, give yourself plenty of time. It's a hot weekend too. Make sure you've had lots of water. I know I sound like your mom. Make sure you're well hydrated. That's really important. The Good Food Hour, we start this edition off with Betsy Fisher. Betsy's been a guest on the show for many years. She's been at the Santa Rosa Junior College Culinary Department for almost a quarter of a century, and she wears a lot of different hats. She's an instructor. She teaches wine and food pairing classes. She's also the restaurant front of the house operations manager at the JC, is co-chairwoman of the entire department, and is quite a remarkable resource for teaching young people and returning students and career changers the art of being involved in the world of culinary. Good morning, Betsy. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I must tell you that I've thought long and hard about renaming the bakery, the Santa Rosa Junior College Alex Ling Steve Garner Bakery, because I spend my spendable income at the bakery. I've been a strong proponent, an advocate, a lover of what your students create at that bakery.
Yes, I love seeing you walking in the door. And I will say, though, you are not the only one who would be in line for that duo name, because we do. That's the crux of the success of any great business, is regular guests. And in our world, in the culinary world, you are truly our bread and butter.
Well, the interesting thing about this bakery is that, not that it's interesting, but the loyalty that you've engendered, because remember, this is a culinary institution. It's not mm-hmm. open year-round, 5 days mm-hmm. a week. Nor do you want to be. So it's a real treasure when the bakery is open those Thursdays and Fridays during one of the semesters.
And we just opened this week. Our bakery is, you know, we have 2 8-week blocks in a semester. That's to have a better flow of our classes for our students. But so for the public, though, the bakery is open the entire semester, you know, with a few school holiday closures and certainly the week of Thanksgiving. But we just opened Thursday, August 28th, and we will be open from now until Thursday, December 19th, 8:30 to 2 p.m., 2 days a week, Thursday and Friday. And for folks who, you know, need to have more specific dates, just come any day and have your phone with you and take a picture of the schedule that we've taped on our outside door so you can easily see when we're open and when we're not.
Well, between San Francisco and probably Portland, Oregon, I don't think you can find a better selection of high-quality baked goods than Sonoma County. It's where people come to study, to open up. You know, you've lived here a long time, too. Mm-hmm. People from all over the country move here because of the access to great produce, to really milled flour from mm-hmm. Justo Bakery in Petaluma. It has everything, the perfect climate to really, I think, flourish and learn the world of bakery operations and how to start your own business. And you've placed a lot of students in high-end restaurants and bakeries around the county.
Yeah, we place students everywhere. In fact, it's literally true. I cannot go out anywhere to eat without running into a grad or a current student who's working there. And it's a great, vibrant community, and it's really the perfect place for a culinary school. Our students are always looking for jobs. Our grads come back to us. We help them. It's never ending, and that what really makes it a joy to be there.
How is the enrollment in the classes this year, this semester?
Well, as everybody's been reading, you know, enrollments in public schools, K through 12, as well as community college and even higher education, is definitely somewhat of a roller coaster due to many factors, the economy, and just all kinds of things that we're all familiar with. We are very fortunate. Our classes, from our side of the table, we're really fortunate because our classes are full with waiting lists. From the students' perspective who don't get into classes, it's unfortunate. We have just so much room. I've been bugging the college to build us a third story on our new building, which isn't new anymore. Been there 13 years now. But we're very, very full, big waiting list, and, you know, very pleased to have that kind of popularity.
Right. Who's in charge of the bakery department now, is the teaching?
Well, you know, education's funny. Our structure is interesting. I'm the chair of the entire department. And then I also am the program coordinator for our restaurant operations classes and the running of the restaurant. And Shelley Kaldunsky, who's a fabulous professional pastry chef, is in charge of the curriculum for the culinary and baking and pastry classes. Mm-hmm. And then we have two other full-timers. So the four of us are a team, and we really are. We're very fortunate. When you teach in a community college full-time, you're not just teaching classes. You're writing curriculum. You're revising curriculum. You're coming up with new ideas for classes, for events. You're definitely doing a lot of communication with employers as well as the public. So it's a really wonderful full-time gig, and been there, well, as of start, when May 26 comes around, I'll have been there 26 years, and that's when I have decided to pass the baton and retire.
So next year, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll get through this year, and then we walk in graduation, and I'm told that the day after graduation, my pension starts, kind of a funny way to think about it. But yeah, I'll have been there 26 years. It's been a totally joyful experience. I'm looking forward to some sleep, but I do want to come back and do some part-time teaching, which I hope to do.
Well, that's really exciting. Where exactly is the bakery located? We're talking about as if it's just common knowledge for everyone.
Right.
But a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, it's true. Now, we're directly across the street from the main campus. So we're at the corner of Mendocino Avenue and Carr, C-A-R-R Avenue. We have two parking lots, one directly in front of the building and one just across on Carr Avenue. It's free parking for our bakery and restaurant guests.
Okay. And for people that don't know, this is not the kind of bakery that you call and say, I want to order a
right.
wedding cake
yeah.
or a birthday cake.
Right. Now, we are very different, and we know that that sometimes causes confusion for folks. We bake something, we bake products that are different every single week because it is all made by students. This quarter, it's under the direction of Chef Cindy Mouchet, and this class is called Specialty Production Baking for the next 8 weeks. And, you know, we have tea cakes, we have coffee cakes, muffins, scones. We always have fantastic chocolate chip, oatmeal cookies, peanut butter cookies. But that's just some of the foundational basic stuff. Our students are taught so many really intricate ways of making wonderful stuff with cakes, with cake decorations. We have lots of different cakes coming out this quarter. And, of course, our famous breads like yeah. ancient grain, baguettes, focaccia. Yeah. And we don't have them every single week. I mean, we have a ton of stuff every week, but it does change. So we cannot promise you that what you saw this past Friday, you're going to see next Thursday. And we really appreciate if you please don't get mad at us because we don't have it. It's because we're rotating our students through different ways, through different products. So they, at the end of their course, can know that they have a full they've had a whole lot of education in so many different things. And we're well beyond, you know, cookies and brownies at our bakery, man. I mean, we've got some really intense. We have salted caramels coming up. We have some hazelnut spice shortbread. We do flamiche and quiche, citrus olive oil cakes. And once again, folks, don't hold me to that because all of those may not be there on the day you come in.
Okay, so you can't guarantee that the baked good you consumed and loved last week might
yes.
not be there the following week, but you can guarantee that it will be delicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, we certainly try to guarantee that, but we're always happy to talk to someone who is disappointed and comes back, and we'll certainly make it right for them, no question about that.
Okay, put it on your must-do list if you're listening to the show Thursday and Friday, 8:30 to 2 o'clock. The SRJC Bakery. It's student-run and fantastic. 1670 Mendocino Avenue. It's right at Carr Avenue across from the main SRJC campus. Betsy mm-hmm. Fisher, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Right. I'll see you soon.
You will. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Betsy Fisher from the SRJC. Well, Labor Day means one thing for a lot of people. It means a lot of things to different people. Of course, honoring labor, number one, and the labor involved in producing the wonderful food we have access to. And Labor Day kind of focuses on meat-centric type of cooking. And we have a couple experts to join me this morning. First, one of the best butchers anywhere, Ryan Wren from the Sonoma County Meat Company. He's going to fill us in on some of the best bets for your grilling needs this Labor Day weekend.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident, and we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
At Paradise Pet Resort in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa, your pets get more than just care. They get a vacation of their own. Dogs in daycare or boarding enjoy all-day play with no extra fees to join the fun. That's right, no hidden charges, just happy tails and wagging hearts. Our loving, attentive staff makes every pet feel at home, whether they're running in group play or relaxing on our radiant heated floors. Need grooming? We've got you covered with full-service grooming for dogs and cats. And it's not just pups. We offer small animal boarding, too, for your cats, birds, reptiles, bunnies, and more. Want to check in on your furry friend? No problem. Our live webcams let you watch the playtime from wherever you are. Stop by for a tour. We'd love to show you around. And remember, your first day of daycare is free. Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play, stay, and feel at home. Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Paradise Pet Resort.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $100 gift certificate for just $50 to Saison Peruvian Cuisine and Deli in Santa Rosa.
Chef owner Jose Navarro blends the bold flavors of Peru with global techniques for a one-of-a-kind experience.
From seven kinds of ceviche to steaks, chicken, and fresh seafood, locally sourced whenever possible.
Don't miss their chipino and seafood paella.
Grab your $100 gift certificate for $50 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with butcher extraordinaire, teacher extraordinaire, chef extraordinaire, Ryan Wren from the Sonoma County Meat Company here in Santa Rosa. We've had the pleasure of Ryan and his wife and co-founder of Sonoma County Meat, Janine's company, on the show since their beginnings, what was it, 10, 11 years ago, Ryan?
Yeah, it was 11 years ago. I can't believe it. Time has flies, I tell you.
And we always like to have Ryan on the show for the big meat-centric kind of occasions, like July 4th, Memorial Day, and then ending up with kind of Labor Day during the year and finding out what looks especially good in the meat case this year. Do you have a go-to, or being a butcher, I know you're in like a playland of meat. You can choose whatever you like. Do you already have a Monday Labor Day meal set for yourself?
Do I have a Monday? Well, I am blessed because I have so many things at my fingertips. My Monday go-to is going to be a cornucopia of what's left over from the weekend. This year, I'm going to have smoked baby back ribs, and I'll probably have some smoked marinated tri-tips. And then if I'm really still hungry, I'll probably have a prime New York, just because that's what I seem to have a lot of. And then I'll probably go lay down for a while and not get up. But yeah, that's in my back pocket. But, you know, we have a lot of different things. It really depends on how much time you have and what your kind of trajectory is. Yep. You know, For me, I feel like the longer I can spend standing in front of the grill, enjoying the scenery and the weather, that's the win for me. So the longer, the better for me.
That's a really good attitude. For Labor Day, some people will be having family and friends over. Others, it'll be a smaller affair. This year, I just want to run this by you. I was gifted a couple steaks by a fairly high-end meat processor outside of Sonoma County. And these are 30, let me see if I get this right. I want your feedback about how to best cook this and not blow it. They're 30-day dry-aged prime boneless New York ribeye steaks from a very well-respected meat purveyor. I don't cook something like this. It was sent overnight dry in a vacuum pack, frozen. I've thawed them in my refrigerator starting yesterday. And I don't really cook prime meat very often, and I'm wondering, are they going to cook differently, quicker, slower? Do they have more
They'll cook the speed that you cook them, but if I was me, I would do it as slow and indirect method as I could and enjoy it. I would get a nice set of, I like to use mesquite. I'm a bit of a purist, but, you know, everybody's got their own kind of heat method. If you're using gas, just make sure it's one side of the grill, not both sides. Put them on the grill. Make sure it's around 400 degrees, 325 indirect heat. So you're not going right over those coals, and just kind of work them. 3-4 minutes, kind of. Once you're about 5 minutes more or less in, then you can go and start to move them onto your hot side. Start to, you know, don't worry about grill marks. Grill marks are for other people. I would use, you know, you want to caramelize the outside. So you want to take, once you kind of get your meat temperature going, you're starting to have heat penetration, then you want to take the sugars in the meat and you want to caramelize those so that it adds even more of a richer, kind of nuttier flavor. Know that if you're using a dried steak, there's not going to be a lot of moisture throw. So there's not going to be a lot of, you know, all that's going to be coming out of that is the fat and the oils that are in the meat itself.
To help caramelize that meat, okay.
Yeah, caramelize it, you know. Once it's nice and caramelized on the outside, let it rest. Or even just hold it in the cold part of the grill. My deal is if the grill's hot enough when you can only hold your hand over it for 3 seconds. You hold it over the hot part, 1, 2, 3, okay, it's too hot. Then it's ready to cook. So that's what I would do. Once you're done, slice it kind of on a bias a little bit, not straight down, but just at a bit of an angle.
Okay.
Put some salt on it and take one, put it for your guests, and then the other one, you go in the other room, pour yourself a nice glass of wine, take care of what you need to do.
So salt and pepper before putting it on the grill, or let the salt pepper wait for a while?
For me, I'm a salt before. I don't usually use a lot of pepper on my steaks.
Okay.
But if you're a pepper guy, you then do it afterwards. Don't do it when you're putting it on the grill, because when you burn pepper, it changes the flavor a little bit.
All right.
And it's not for me. Some people like to put the pepper on there and have that kind of capsaicin flavor. It's a little bit burned, but I don't prefer that. I just want to taste the meat and a little bit of salt. That's it.
Now, should I bring these steaks to room temperature or bring them right from the refrigerator onto the grill?
Depends on how much time you got.
Plenty of time.
If you're in a hurry, you can rip them out of the cooler. Know that you're going to have kind of a little bit more of a buffer in terms of you'll be safer because the cool temperature on the inside is going to counteract the heat that's trying to penetrate, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of a safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I like to go slow and low, so I'll pull it out. I say, you know, the cooking process starts when you pick it up at the butcher shop. If you're going to cook it that evening, don't even bother putting it in. Put the salt in, let it hang out. It's going to draw some of the moisture out. Not much, really, in such a short period of time, but a little bit. And then you cook it nice and slow. It's the proteins in the meat that you don't want to be really harsh on. They're going to contract when you cook them really fast. Now, if you have a thin piece of meat, no big deal. You know, you're going to cook the outside. It's going to contract, but you're not going to be cooking it for that long.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so it's going to be rare in the middle, and you'll be set to go. So it's not that big of a deal. But if you're going to have a, you know, prime dry-aged New York, you know, take your time. Let it get a little bit warm, then cook it. You know, like I said earlier, you know, the more time you can spend, the better off you are.
So you've got a good selection of steak. We're ready to wrap this up.
Do.
We could go to...
We do. We got a great selection of steak. We got all your prime, kind of typical ribeyes, New Yorks. We got grass-fed. We have some top sirloins and culottes in the case. I really love that one. It's pretty popular at the Picanha. And then, of course, it's the end of the summer, so at Sumac Enemy Company, we have our smoked tri-tips and smoked baby ribs, which are just...
It's all there. Honestly, it's a wonderland of meat, a cornucopia of meat. Sonoma County Meat Company, 35 Sebastopol Avenue, that's right in the Roseland area, and your butchers are really knowledgeable. I've never had a question unanswered when I go in to buy something. Ryan Ritten, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great Labor Day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Take care. Back with a new cookbook called The Meathead Method. And this guy is astounding. Meathead Goldwyn, that's his name. And he's a force of nature when it comes to grilling and barbecuing. And we will talk with him next live on the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor. And now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
It takes courage to farm and ranch through agriculture's ups and downs. With American Ag Credit, you're not alone. We've been there for more than 100 years, and we'll continue to be there for what's ahead. We're built for you and for farmers like Travis Coder of Coder Farms.
Agriculture has a lot of really radical swings, and when somebody will sit there and stare you in the eye and doesn't blink when you're in the tank and doesn't blink when you're on top of a mountain for 20 years, what else can you ask for?
American Ag Credit. Your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
Beware the buzz. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying, they can transmit diseases like West Nile virus. But fear not. The key to staying safe is simple. Prevent those mosquito bites.
EPA registered insect repellents are your best defense. Safe for everyone, including pregnant women and kids. When selecting repellents, check for EPA registered active ingredients like DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus.
Don't let mosquitoes ruin your day. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Learn more at msmosquito.org.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $100 gift certificate for just $50 to Saison Peruvian Cuisine and Deli in Santa Rosa.
Chef owner Jose Navarro blends the bold flavors of Peru with global techniques for a one-of-a-kind experience.
From seven kinds of ceviche to steaks, chicken, and fresh seafood, locally sourced whenever possible.
Don't miss their chipino and seafood paella.
Grab your $100 gift certificate for $50 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there's lots of places that also have it. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every single second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock specialist is going to help solve the identity theft issues guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% off your first year with a promo code BECK at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. It's the Good Food Hour. Glad that you're listening to us this morning, whether it's online around the country or locally here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Occasionally, we have guests on a second time, sometimes even a third time. Not many times, but once we had this guy on the show for the first time about 4 months ago, John Ash and I said, we have to have this guy back on again. We tried earlier in the summer, but he's extremely busy. His name is Meathead Goldwyn, and he's written his second cookbook called The Meathead Method, a Barbecue Hall of Famer's Secrets and Science on Barbecue, Grilling, and Outdoor Cooking with 114 recipes. And delighted that today, Labor Day, Saturday morning, weekend, he was available. Good morning, Meat.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing...
How are you? Because I know the world is different for you today.
The world is sadder with the loss of my colleague and good friend, John Ash. But he was absolutely said, you got to have Meathead back on the show.
How's nice.
We had a wonderful conversation with you about all things grilling and barbecuing. And so I know wherever he is, he's listening to the show and will enjoy your commentary this morning. Thank you for your kind thoughts.
Well, you know, I've known John since the last century, you know, the 80s or so. I'm in the Barbecue Hall of Fame. I'm well known as a barbecue geek. But before that, I was the wine critic for the Chicago Tribune and the Washington Post. And I published a magazine about wine, and that's how I met John, because he was Mr. Wine Country, and I dined with him. And then to meet with, you know, you and I and he have talked several times on the phone. And I don't think it was 4 months ago. I think it was just a couple of months ago when we last talked. And I feel kind of naked without him being on this call.
Well, I do too. But I know you have such a gift for filling the airwaves.
Oh,
you're never
wind me up and let me go. I can talk for an hour.
You're never at a loss when it comes to barbecuing and grilling. So I know I would forget to ask you this question. Do you already have your Labor Day menu set for Monday?
I do. In fact, my neighbor across the street is a musician. And he has a gathering of all his musician buddies every Labor Day. And I man the grills. He brings out all the meats and the veggies, and I stand there for 2 hours in the hot sun grilling up the storm and yakking with everybody, and all his musician buddies sit in a circle and they play. And it's just a wonderful event.
How many people do you figure are on AmazingRibs.com, this blog that you founded?
Well, hardly a blog. It's a big, full-born website. 1,000 pages of restaurant recipes and product reviews and tips and techniques and method. We get about 1 million visitors a month on the average. During the summer, it can double 2 to 3 million. So it's by far the biggest and the most popular barbecue and grilling website. It's just chock full of information. If you like to cook outdoors, we can up your game.
Would you describe the difference between your first cookbook and this new one, The Meathead Method?
Well, my first cookbook was just called Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. This one, The Meathead Method. The first one talked a lot about the chemistry and the physics of cooking outdoors, although all of it applies to indoors. You know, your grill is really just a crude oven, but it's an oven. It doesn't have a thermostat. I mean, some of these new pellet smokers have thermostats, but it's just an outdoor oven. And a lot of the science, whenever you step foot in your kitchen or outdoors to start cooking, you're doing a chemistry and a physics experiment. And so we do a lot of the science and myth busting. You know, I learned to grill from my dad, and he from his dad, and he from his dad. A lot of what we learned is just mythology. It just really doesn't hold up now that we've got food science to teach us. The new book is more methodology. It's how to do things, techniques, procedures, and I mix in a lot of fun stuff. I don't remember if we talked about deep frying on the grill last time.
We did. We talked about deep frying chicken.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't like to deep fry in the kitchen because it just stinks up the place, spatters all over the place. But if you put a couple of inches of oil in a Dutch oven on a gas grill, you can do it outdoors, and it's fantastic. It's just as good as any restaurant.
For our listeners this morning, if you have a question for Meathead, email me, steve@ksro.com. We did get one about 30 seconds ago. Hi, Steve.
Let's hear it.
Could you please ask your guest the best way to barbecue pork ribs? I do not have a smoker. What about boiling them first? Be well, Sandy.
Well, we have a saying over at AmazingRibs.com that if you boil ribs, the terrorists have won. Water is a solvent. That's why you wash your hands and you wash your car with water. If you put ribs in a pot of water, it dissolves a lot of the flavor that's in the meat, and if you take the meat out, you look at the water, it's brown. That's all flavor that's come out of the meat you can't get back in. So the best way to cook ribs is with dry heat. I like to do it in a smoker, but you can do it on a grill or you can do it in your oven. You don't want to apply a lot of heat. Ribs, think about your ribs. They're containing all the vital organs inside your body. So there's a lot of connective tissue and fat in between the ribs. And the muscle fibers are very strong. So you want to cook it gently. When a heat hits proteins, it shrinks and contracts. So you want to cook it low, 225, indoors or out. Keep the temperature down to 225. Baby backs take 3 to 4 hours at that temperature. Spare ribs can take 5 or 6 hours. And the way to tell is you pick up the slab of ribs with a pair of tongs in the middle and kind of bounce them. And if the surface cracks, they're done.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
But do you use a thermometer where you temp those ribs after a few hours to see what temperature they are?
You know, I was biting my tongue when I just said about bouncing this, because I am a huge advocate of thermometers, and I think it's the most important tool. Most chefs will tell you sharp knives. I'll tell you thermometers. The problem is ribs are really hard to get a good temperature reading from because the bones are so close and they conduct heat differently than the meat. And it's really hard to get into the center of the meat because the meat is so thin. But absolutely, this is 2025. This is the digital age. There are some great digital thermometers out there. $15 will buy you a digital thermometer that will measure the temperature precisely in 5 seconds. We have an electrical engineer on our website who tests thermometers. We don't sell them. We don't sell anything. I don't even sell my own book. But if you want to review or buy a digital thermometer, go to AmazingRibs.com, go to the thermometer database, and you can select one at whatever price range you want. Top of the line, $150 for a fireboard. The ThermoPro for $15 does a great job. And, you know, you don't want to undercook poultry. We just had a case last week where there was some salmonella in poultry. People got sick. A lot of it was in California. And you don't want to undercook poultry. 160 to 165 degrees, and it's safe. And you don't have to worry about taking grandma to the hospital on Labor Day. you know, steaks are expensive. You got the boss and his wife come over for dinner. You don't want to serve a well-done steak, unless they want a well-done steak. You know, it can be expensive to serve overcooked steaks. So thermometer will get you where you got to be. And you can get good ones for $15 to $20, all the way up to $150 for state-of-the-art.
A couple more things about the pork ribs. She said she doesn't have a smoker. Do you use a little smoke box and maybe add some chips to there to give a little smoke flavor to those ribs?
Yes, you can. And, in fact, you don't even need a smoke box. You can just buy wood chunks, and you put them right down there on top of the charcoal, or if you're using a gas burner, right on top of those little metal protectors that protect the gas burners, and they work just fine. You don't need to spend money on a smoke box.
Do you remove that, I think it's called silver skin, from the back of the ribs before putting them on the grill or smoker?
Yeah, that membrane there, that is the membrane. You have the same one on your ribs. That's the membrane that protects your organs. And it can get leathery or it can get slippery. So if you take it off, the flavors from the smoke will penetrate a little deeper.
Okay.
People sometimes don't like chewing on that. It's a little tricky to get that membrane off. You got to kind of work your finger under it and lift it up. I start off with a table knife and slip it under there and get it loose.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of how to do this on AmazingRibs.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the question, Sandy. If you have an email question for Meathead, send it, steve@ksro.com, and I will get it on the air as quickly as possible. Can you, in about a minute and a half, tell me how my son is able to constantly crank out fabulous barbecue grilled chicken breasts, bone in, beautifully lacquered skin, and I always am either over or undercooking chicken breasts. I don't know what he does. What is the trick for bone in? Honestly, and I've talked to him, and he said, you know, he's done this like 150, 200 times with the family. And he said, you just got to do it enough. He won't give me anything. So,
oh gosh.
So what is it that I'm doing wrong? They never seem to come out right, the bone-in chicken breast.
Well, are you using a thermometer, first of all?
I don't know whether he's using a thermometer, and maybe
are
I should.
You?
No, I should be, I guess.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. All right, cooking, as you know, is all about temperature control. If you cook chicken breasts up to 170, they're coming out like cardboard. You want to take them up to 160. At 160, they're tender, they're juicy, they're safe. Another technique that is really important is salt them before you cook them. Gently, light layer of salt, not a lot, not going to cause your doctor to give you grief. Just sprinkle a little salt. Give them an hour or two after you salt them. The salt will penetrate deep, and then salt's the magic rock. Salt penetrates. Nothing else in your spice rack can go deep. Sugar is 23 atoms. Salt is 2 atoms. Salt is sodium and chloride. When it gets wet, it gets an electrical charge, ionized, and it goes deep into the meat. It changes the structure of the proteins. It denatures the proteins, and it helps it hold on to moisture. So salt it in advance. Use that thermometer judiciously, and keep the temperature down. When you cook at high temperatures, the proteins shrink, squeeze out the juices. I like to cook chicken at 225 and keep it away from the flame.
Oh.
Set up your grill in 2 zones, a hot zone and no heat. And put it off to the side, away from the flame, and just let it roast in warm air.
I've been doing it all wrong. Okay, way too hot. I'm doing it over direct flame and probably at 400 to 500 degrees. No wonder it's dry. Okay. And that's why they'll get blackened skin and undercooked or overcooked.
Yeah. Well, the skin is mostly fat. No wonder it blackens.
Okay.
Yeah. You, two-zone cooking is really crucial on all grills, gas or charcoal. You have one side really hot and one side not. One side has got no flame, no charcoal. It's just convection airflow surrounding the meat. It takes more time, but it's much more gentle, and it retains moisture better.
So you don't brine these bone-in chicken breasts, huh?
Well, when you sprinkle the salt on it, you're kind of brining it.
All right.
Because the moisture in the meat comes up and dissolves the salt, and it makes like a slurry, and then the salt goes in. So you don't have to submerge it in water. You just sprinkle salt on it.
Okay. Much more with Meathead. We can take a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to go to steak next. If you have a question, here's your opportunity to talk one-on-one with one of the great griller barbecues in America, Meathead Goldwyn. Author of the new book, his second one, The Meathead Method, on sale now at all fine bookstores.
Thinking about selling your home? It's a big decision, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
What's holding you back? A low mortgage rate? While rates may stay steady, your home's value has likely increased, meaning more equity to put toward your next move.
Not sure your house is ready to sell? Connect with us first, as local experts will help you focus on the right updates, increasing your ROI, saving you time, money, and effort.
Worried about finding your next home? There are multiple ways to make it happen. We'll find a solution that works for you.
When you have questions, we have answers. Let's chat. No obligation, just expert advice.
Selling Sonoma, Napa, Lake, Mendocino, and Northern Marin counties. Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit normanhometeamwinecountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220937.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Cameron Belvedere, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Alex Bowman from Bowman Sellers.
From business checking to merchant services and personalized loan support, Exchange Bank has everything I need in one place. Their online banking makes life way easier. And whether I'm expanding a service or just managing day-to-day operations, Exchange Bank is always there with a solution that works.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again. With more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
We're talking to the one and only Meathead Goldwyn. It's The Meathead Method, his brand new book, just out a few months ago. I get it because besides being highly entertaining and informative, you'll also find one thing that was really interesting to me, the 23 myths. I think you call them the old husband tales that need busting. And these are just fascinating in themselves about the whys and the why nots of cooking meat on a grill and smoker. Moving on to steak, if you will, Meathead, I received as a gift 2 30-day dry-aged prime boneless ribeye steaks. And I don't want to screw this up. Can you help?
You have some really good dining ahead of you. That's my favorite piece of meat right there. Boneless ribeye, USDA prime, 28 to 30 day aged, wet aged. They're just fabulous. And you won't screw them up.
Well, these were sent overnight in cryovac, frozen, mm-hmm. and I thawed them in the refrigerator. They're perfect. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether to pat them dry, let them air out in the refrigerator, whether to put salt on them now. Do I cook them from the refrigerator? Do I bring them to room temperature? Do I flip them frequently on the grill? Do I keep my Weber grill, gas grill hood down? Is flipping frequently better? Did I do the reverse here? Starting slow and cooking that through on both sides and then moving it to the hot burner to finish it off. Give me the tutorial, please.
Well, I'm not going to remember all those questions, but I'll do my best. First of all, the most important question is how thick is it? Because you cook a thin steak different than a thick steak. Now, we're dealing with energy. Now, it's helpful to think of it as energy rather than heat, but it's a lot of energy, and it has to penetrate from the surface to the interior. And you want the interior, ideally, at its most juicy, most tender, which is medium rare, which is 130 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit, and not a penny more nor a penny less. So make sure you've got your digital thermometer on hand.
Okay.
You want to get a good dark crust on the outside, but you want it rosy 130 to 135 in the center. So essentially, you treat the two different portions differently. You cook the surface one way and the interior the other way. And what you're going to do is you're going to start an hour or two beforehand and give it that salt, half a teaspoon per pound, sprinkle it on there and let that salt penetrate, because that's going to help the muscle fibers hold on to moisture, and it's going to amplify flavor, and it's not going to give your doctor a heart attack. Then you're going to pat the surface dry, because if it's wet, it doesn't brown as easily as if it's dry. And you're going to set up your grill in two zones. You're going to have the hot side and the not hot side, and you're going to do what we call reverse sear. You're going to start it away from the flame, because if you put it over the flame, you're going to cook the exterior beautifully. You're going to get a good dark crust, but you won't have enough time to get the center to the proper temperature, and you want it edge to edge even. If you start it on the indirect side, it'll gently cook, and it'll be the same color throughout, the same temperature throughout. If you start it over the flame, you get what we call the rainbow effect. You get a great dark exterior, and then below it you get a layer of tan, and below it you get a layer of pink, and then finally in the center, half of it is perfectly rosy, medium rare. So if you start it on the indirect side, it'll be uniform in color and temperature from edge to edge. And now you're going to take it from refrigerator. You're going to go straight to the grill, because you don't want to leave it sitting out long. That's an invitation to bacteria to have a party on the surface of your meat. You want to go straight to the grill. And when you do, cold surfaces attract smoke. It's just like when you get out of the shower in the morning and you look in the mirror, it's all foggy because the particles of water that come out of the shower stick to the cold surface of the mirror. Same thing with the meat. If you take it out of the fridge and go straight to the grill, you'll get more smoke flavor. It's a process called thermophoresis, and it sticks to the meat better. So you're going to go from the fridge to the indirect side of the grill where there's no flame, and you're going to warm it gently, and you're going to take it up to about 120. Using your instant read digital thermometer, you're going to check the interior temperature. When it's at about 120, then you move it over to the direct hot side, right over the flame or charcoal. That's infrared heat. It's really intense. And lift the lid. Now you lift the lid so that all the energy is concentrated on one side. It's not coming down from above. When you have the lid down, it comes down from above and below. You want to lift the lid because you're now done cooking the interior. You're going over to cooking the exterior. You're going to sear it over high heat and you're going to flip it every 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
When you flip it, the energy leaves the meat and goes into the air rather than going down into the center. And you're going to get a perfect steak. It's called reverse sear. I think you have a copy in my book. I describe this whole process in the book.
Okay, some listeners don't, but I'm encouraging them to get it for this Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And in the remaining minute or so, do I tent this steak with aluminum foil? Do I let it rest?
Well, I like to serve food hot. And if you tent it, it's going to cool off. And also, you lose the crispness on the surface. Same thing if you do your Thanksgiving turkey and you tent it. I like to put it on the table hot. When it's hot and it's sizzling, people salivate. And saliva is a great moisturizer. It really is important. If you want a moist, juicy steak, generate saliva. Okay. It's part of the process.
Well, yeah, I've heard this thing about, you need to let it rest for the juices to redistribute and all that. That's a fallacy,
a
myth.
That has never been proven scientifically.
Okay. So he's going to go grill right to Mr. and Mrs. Garner's plate.
You bet.
Okay.
Oh, you're in for a great meal.
Well, I can't wait. And I will, you know, when I have a piece of that steak on my fork, I am going to toast to you, meathead.
What are you going to make with it?
Well, I think we're going to do corn on the cob here in California.
Oh, yeah. It's in season now. You can't miss that.
And maybe I'll throw out a Caesar salad, too. I'm not quite sure.
That's good. Nice.
Yeah, it sounds good. Boy, come on by. I know you're in Chicago, but we have room for another person.
I might be able to get a flight by dinner time.
Always a joy to talk with you. Meathead Goldwyn, the new book, The Meathead Method.
Steve, it's great talking to you, and let's raise one for our old friend John, and glad to hear you're carrying the flame.
Good. We'll talk again soon. It was a pleasure.
Love to, anytime you want.
You bet.
It's fun to talk to somebody who knows food like you do.
Take care.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and we'll greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks.